And now to the thrilling exploits of Dan Dunn, secret operative number 48, based on the famous newspaper cartoon by Norman Marsh. Accompanied by lovely Kay Fields, who is also a secret operative, and Irwin Hicks, his pal and inseparable companion, Dan Dunn races out to the Parkhurst flying field on information that sabotage has been committed on the Z-19, a new type of bombing plane. He arrives too late to prevent the takeoff of a test flight, and a few minutes later, the giant bomber crashes to the earth. The real import of the sabotage comes with the discovery that the only set of blueprints of the Z-19 have been stolen. Dan Dunn immediately orders an intensive blockade of the surrounding area. The Z-19 blueprints are too vital to the government to permit their being smuggled out and sold to some foreign power. Meanwhile, Dunn finds a clue which leads him to suspect Lobar, a trusted employee of the Aviation Corporation. But before he can be arrested, Lobar jumps into an automobile and roars away. Dan, Kay, and Irwin speed after him.
Look out!
Hitting that car, Dan, old fella.
Yes, I know. Lobar's driving like a maniac.
Probably figures he might as well be killed trying to escape as be arrested for a spy.
Well, there's no doubt about it, is there? It was Lobar who fixed the gas line so that the plane would crash.
Yeah, he's the man we want, all right.
You mean one of the men we want? I'm convinced Lobar is a member of that international spy ring we've been trying to track down. He committed the sabotage, but others carried off the blueprint.
They certainly planned it well.
Yeah, pretty slick.
Certain foreign powers would gladly pay millions for those blueprints.
Millions?
But the importance of those blueprints to the military strength of our country can't be measured in money alone. Isn't that right, Dan?
Yes, and that's why we've got to overtake Lobar. If he gets away, we'll have lost our only...
We understand that. You don't think that when I cried out back there, it was because I...
Because you were afraid? Oh, no, Kay. You're the bravest woman I've ever known.
Yeah, and then some. But look, we're finally beginning to gain on Lobar.
Oh, if only there weren't so many cars on the road.
Now that we're entering the city limits, traffic's getting worse.
Look, Lobar went right through that red light ahead of us.
Then we'll have to do the same.
Dan, look out!
We're gonna crash! Okay. Irwin, are you all right?
Yeah, I am.
Kay. Answer me, Kay.
Hey, you, what's the idea of coming through that stop sign?
Just a minute.
Why, I'm lucky to be alive the way you came speeding through. I ought to...
Now, look, I know I'm in the wrong, but this woman is hurt. We got to get Kay out of here into a hospital.
Quick, take hold of her.
Yeah, but you're going to pay for all the damage to my car.
Yes, only her. And what about Lobar? Dan, he's getting away.
Irwin, you get in touch with the police at once. Set them on the trail of Lobar's car before it gets completely away.
On the lookout for Black Sedan, license number 2B7946. This man is a spy. Approach with extreme caution. May be armed. Repeating, license number 2B7946.
Well, Kay, I just talked to the doctor. The x-rays show no internal injuries, and you can check out just as soon as you feel strong enough.
Oh, Dan, is that good news?
You sure were lucky, Kay, to get off with just a bump on the head.
For a while, I thought, well, we were all lucky. Hicks and I weren't even scratched.
Now, the police can only find where Lobar...
They can't, though. I just checked with them. No trace of Lobar has been reported.
Oh.
And how about the blockade?
No results there yet, either. But every avenue of escape is being closely guarded. The chief thinks the spies will be too smart to try smuggling those blueprints out right away.
Yeah, they'll probably keep undercover for a while.
A long while, I'm afraid.
I have a suggestion, Dan. If a reward were offered for information leading to Lobar's capture, perhaps we...
That's a good idea, Kay. Come on, Hicks. We'll go right over...
Oh, no, you don't. I'm going with you. And then you can drop me off at my apartment on your way home.
Say, Dan, ain't it good to get home and sit down? I didn't realize I was so fagged out.
Yes, I should say. It's been a long day, Hicks.
Yeah, just think. It was only this noon that you got word about the sabotage and we rushed out to the flying field. Seems like a million years.
I tell you, things have certainly been happening thick and fast.
Yeah, and something tells me they ain't stopped happening either.
I certainly hope not. We've got to get Lobar.
Yeah, that reward should help. We ought to get some clue as to where his car disappeared.
If we don't... Yeah. I've never seen the chief as worked up as he was when I told him about those Z-19 blueprints. I tell you, Irwin, there's never been a blockade as airtight as this one. Every avenue of escape is being...
The phone, maybe it's...
Oh, probably just the chief. He said he'd call me here at the apartment. Hello?
Hello? May I speak to Dan Dunn?
This is Dan Dunn speaking.
Who is it, Dan?
A woman.
I'll have the call traced.
You need not bother having the call traced. I will not only give you the number I'm telephoning from, but even the address.
Well, I'll be...
Wait. Who is this?
Shall we say a friend? A friend who is interested in the reward.
Well, you mean you know where Lobar is hiding?
Now you are quite excited, yes?
Tell me, where is Lobar?
Not so quick, my friend. First, I must see the money.
Don't worry. The government will make good its pledge.
But I'm not doing business with the government. I'm doing business with you, Dan Dunn.
But I tell you that...
Tell me nothing. Only listen and take down this address. 6743 Pritchard Road.
Write this down, Hicks. 6743 Pritchard Road.
Do not... And come alone. Otherwise, suspicion will be aroused and it will go badly with both of us. Park your car a block away and be careful not to excite attention. Bring the money with you.
Hello? 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 She wants me to bring the reward money with me and come alone.
What? Say, that spying sure must take you for an awful sap. To think you'd fall for something as phony as that. Anyone with the brains of a 2-year-old could tell it's nothing but a trap.
Yes, it might be. And yet, why should the spy ring concern itself so much about the 5,000?
It ain't the money they're interested in. It's you.
But why bother about me? That is, at a time like this, when they've got so many other things to think about. By Jove, I'm going to do it.
Dan, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. I have a hunch I can learn something by keeping this mysterious rendezvous.
Yeah, you'll learn something, all right. You'll learn what a bullet in your back feels like.
Maybe. But I'm going to take 5,000 in marked bills and see what happens.
Well, you ain't going alone. That dame may only have invited you, but a lot of us are going to be there, including the police.
Use your head, Irwin. Assuming the whole thing is a frame-up, they're sure to have lookouts spotted all around. And as soon as they see I'm not alone, presto, they all disappear.
Which is still better than having you disappear.
I can take care of myself. And besides, any clue which may lead to the recovery of those blueprints is more important than a single life.
Not when that life belongs to the brainiest secret operative. No, sir. You at least got to take me along with you.
You're a real pal, Irwin. But this is a matter more important than mere sentiment of friendship. You understand, don't you?
But, Dan... Okay, okay.
That's more like it. Now then, you wait here, and if you haven't heard from me by midnight, notify the chief. I'll leave a list of the serial numbers of the marked bills in my safety deposit box. Now, is that clear?
I get you.
Fine. Now, goodbye.
Goodbye, old fella. And take good care of yourself.
Why, Irwin, what's the matter? Where's Dan?
Quick, Kay. Grab your hat and coat. I'll explain later. Every second counts.
And you let Dan go all by himself? Oh, Irwin.
What else could I do, Kay? You know how much good it does to argue with Dan when his mind is made up.
So you pretended to give in and then rushed over and got me. Is that it, Irwin?
Yeah. And now our job is to get out to that place before Dan does. He had to stop and get the money, so we ought to beat him easy.
But when we get there, then what? Dan will be furious if we interfere with him.
We ain't going to interfere. That is, unless we absolutely have to. But we're going to do a lot of looking.
I guess it's all right. But I don't get it yet.
Well, listen. I know about where the address is. It's an awful dark and deserted section.
And to think that Dan is going there alone.
When we get within a few blocks of the place, we'll...
He's Dan Dunn. He should be along any time now.
If he's coming. Ain't that what you mean, Lobar?
He will come. I know him too well to think he will sidestep any clue, no matter what it is.
Yeah, and I know that any man in his right mind would bring a good-sized police escort along with him. Then what did you do, Lobar?
If there are too many of them, we will just disappear, that's all. And he will have come just for the ride.
But what if Dan Dunn comes alone, and then the others follow?
By that time, there will not be hide nor hair of him left. He will start looking for that address, find out there is no such place. Don't you see? That's why Vanya told him to park the car a block away.
Yeah, now I'm beginning to... Look, it's him. And he's stopping right where we want him to.
He's alone. Give the signal to the gang, Flick.
When he gets here, grab him.
Now!
Look out! Fight him! Look
him in the head! Can we frisk him,
Money? Get him, Money. Get him in the car, quick.
Yeah, I got him.
All right. All of you come with me and bring one of the machine guns, yeah. Just in case. The rest of you get back to your own cars and make for the city hideout.
Faster, Irwin, faster. We mustn't lose sight of that car with Dan in it.
Yeah, but if we get too close, they'll spot us.
Oh, why did Dan ever let himself walk into their trap? There are too many of them for us to try and stop them. Keep going, don't lose them. Hello? Hello, this is Kay Fields, operative 185 reporting. Connect me with the chief at once.
Tell him to...
Chief speaking, Miss Fields. I've been trying to get in touch with you all evening. Dan Dunn is not...
I know. He's been captured by the spy ring.
You're certain of that? But how...
I'll explain later. They've taken him to a deserted building down in the warehouse district. We followed them there, and now...
Where are you now?
Not far from there. I'm calling from the home of a friend.
Give me the address, and I'll meet you there as soon as I can round up a squad of operatives. Now, whatever you do, don't go near the hideout. Just keep watching. We'll close in unawares and nap the entire mob.
Will the chief be able to capture the spies and rescue Dan Dunn? What was the real motive of the spy ring in abducting Dan Dunn? And what about the blueprints of the Z-19? Be sure to hear the next exciting episode of Dan Dunn, Secret Operative Number 48.